שלום חברים, קבוצות תורניות להיום, צפון אחד וזיכרון אחד. נעביר את השידור לצפון אחד.
Hello friends, we're going to move to צפון 1 for the preparation.
Hello friends and world Kli, we are happy to be here together with you. We will start with three questions for a silent workshop. First question. What is the purpose of our gathering? What is the purpose of our gathering?
What do I want to pass to my friends during the lesson? What do I want to pass to my friends during the lesson?
What can increase the intensity of our connection during the lesson? Again, what can increase the intensity of our connection during the lesson?
נקרא כמה קטעי מקור.
We'll read a few source materials.
לפני לימוד התורה,
a person should examine, should aim before learning Torah the reason why he's studying. Since any act needs to have some purpose that causes him to do that act. If that's our sages said, a prayer without a name is as a body without a soul. For this reason, before he comes to learn Torah, he must prepare the intention.
אדם צריך להשתדל לעשות
מאמץ. A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results. Meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will become possible to reform him. Then, through the Torah, he becomes a wise disciple. What is a wise disciple? Bala Sulam said that it is a student who learns from the wise. That is, the Creator is called wise, and a person who learns from him is called a disciple of the wise.
התועלת של אהבת חברים בקבוצה מיוחדת.
The benefit of love of friends in a special group where everyone has a single goal, to achieve love of the Creator.
המטרה הסופית שלנו הוא
Our final aim is to be qualified with dvekut, qualified for dvekut, adhesion with him, for him to reside within us.
שידור לזיכרון אחד, בבקשה.
חברים יקרים, כלי עולמי.
Dear friends, world כלי.
הכוונה שצברנו עד עכשיו.
With the intention that we've accumulated thus far.
סדנה פעילה.
We will enter an active workshop. And the question on this active workshop is what do we as a ten want to achieve together during the lesson? Again, what do we as a ten want to achieve together from the lesson? Please, active workshop.
That our hearts will be opened towards the light, towards the Creator, so that we will have a clear that is ready for his revelation.
Just like they said, very nice in the preparation and during those verses, that we want to build a clear between together, an attitude of bestowal, of a love between us that the Creator will be able to rule over.
Connection. We want to connect and become a single Pertsuf to bestow to the friends and to bestow to the Creator.
Exactly. For our hearts to be softened to the extent with where they can truly incorporate in one another to one desire that only wants to bestow to one another and to the Creator.
And to build this kli, this salak, we can do it only through the reforming light. This is what we do during the lesson. We demand the light to come and connect our friends so that we can build together the kli for the revelation of the Creator.
Maybe be rewarded with a common prayer, a common feeling that we are in one kli. And we all ask and are in one intention. Exactly like the Creator expects from us and expects and is awaiting us from.
And this kli is the kli, the vessel of love of friends and adhesion and one common lack of the entire ten in which we will discover the dweller.
A common feeling
for us to come from love of friends to the love of the Creator together.
Connection. Connection will do it all.
Ultimately, it should be manifested in joy, in love, in gratitude to the upper force of the Creator from the whole ten, from the whole group.
So
we'll try to enter the lesson like this, as one unit, as one body. That's one soul. That's actually what the Creator wants. That's what we want. Just, we need to demand this with our hearts to act and do.